Hello and welcome to Jaw Law. I'm your host, Joe McGregor from Dallas, Texas, and today we are talking about one of the simplest mistakes that employers make. I'm going to try to keep this episode pretty quick because it's a simple thing. At the end of the day, it's just a gentle reminder to you practice owners. What prompted this is that I was recently speaking at an event, and someone from the audience asked me, what's something that practice owners forget to do? The context of the question was, you know, what's the thing that they're not thinking about, but eventually might cause them problems? And I had an answer just immediately because it's one of the things that we have to deal with so regularly. And sometimes, not all the times, but sometimes I really scratch my head and wonder how things got to this point. And the answer is how we treat our employees. Now, I'm not talking about your day-to-day interaction. I'm not talking about the benefits you offer them or don't offer them, or all these other employee relation concepts, things that you hear pretty often. That's not what I'm talking about. Instead, today we are talking about how you treat your employee on the way out. Now, I admit, this is kind of a hard thing to think about. I mean, you're just not thinking that one day this employer is going to leave, even if you know that that's a thing. In the modern workforce, the reality is that most employees are not going to be with you for their entire career. My point today is that sometimes practice owners fail to understand that people leave, or at least fail to remember that people leave, that it's kind of normal. But that failure, nevertheless, leads to at least some amount of frustration. Sometimes practice owners take someone's departure pretty personal, like it was a failure of who you are. And very commonly, practice owners think of a departure in terms of like disloyalty, or at least a lack of appreciation. Like that employee just failed to or refused to acknowledge what you did for them or how good they had it. The problem that creates, I mean, this is just normal stuff, right? We hear and talk about this all the time, but the problem that it creates is that sometimes it inspires practice owners to do and say things as if that employee is not going to leave and talk about you. Where this seems to come up the most is sometimes on the way out the door, a practice owner will be pretty harsh. I'm not going to share specific examples because my clients will probably recognize those examples and probably won't appreciate me sharing them, but it doesn't take too much imagination to speculate on the things practice owners say sometimes as someone's leaving. In fact, you as an employee, somewhere along the line in your work history, you probably have seen an employer say some unkind things either leading up to someone's departure or during the departure or even after the departure. My advice is simply be careful. Don't do it. Don't be harsh. Don't be mean. Kindergarten advice. But it gets forgotten all the time. Because what people fail to remember is that for a lot of these employees, the way they leave is going to be what they remember the most, especially what they remember the most about you. Most common scenario is that someone announces they're leaving. If you're lucky, they gave you some notice. But there's a chance that you're mad at them. Maybe you recently gave them a raise. Maybe you just finished training them. Maybe you know how hard it will be to replace them. So you get a little annoyed, whatever. Some type of negative emotion you experience. And that negative emotion may lead to a negative reaction towards them. The other common scenario, maybe just a little less common, is that you need to fire someone because they're a suboptimal employee. Maybe they did something wrong. Maybe they did something very wrong. Maybe they did something illegal or just jeopardized patient care. Whatever the case, they did something wrong and it's so bad that you do need to fire them. I guess I'm just pointing out that termination is definitely justifiable. Oftentimes, they're the worst employees, and there's probably some frustration that has mounted before you just really lose it, and you're like, okay, that is it. So we're talking about people who've earned it, and I think that that's probably an easier opportunity for someone to really lose their cool, because the person has made a mistake. You're probably in the moment and you feel those emotions and may say or do some things that you might later regret. Now, this isn't a podcast about how just to be a good person. The question is, what legal problems does this create? Or what kind of problems does it create that the law may or may not have a solution to? Well, there's two things that will often happen. Number one, it's the easiest thing for them to do. And I think we've all seen this. The disgruntled former employee will go to Google or Yelp or wherever people will hit Facebook, and they'll just talk crap about you. The more organized and perhaps more bitter former employees will call up all their friends. And they'll say, hey, my employer is the worst human being alive. And, you know, of course, they've got stories to support and all that stuff. The least you can do for me, dear friend, is make an account, go to the public domain, and negatively review my employer. And so now, overnight, you've got these 30 negative reviews, people that weren't even actually your patients, or maybe most of them weren't your patients. But they're doing it out of kindness to their friends. We see this pretty often. It's not like every time this happens, but it definitely happens more often than it should. Now, some employees are just crazy, and that's probably why you're getting rid of them, at least in part. Some former employees are going to do crazy stuff no matter how nice you are to them. But it does seem like there are some things you can do to throw a little kerosene on that crazy fire. And hopefully you know that employee well enough to not do that. We don't really have a prescription on exactly what to do because all these scenarios and situations are so different and the personalities of both the practice owner and the employee are different. There's not necessarily a thing of what to do. It's more about what to not do, which I guess step one is don't do anything out of anger. Take a step back, let the anger subside, and do it as a business person. A little cold, but certainly calculating. In a perfect world, you would give it a little bit of time and space, and then you'd go up to them and say, hey, it's not working out. That thing you did, not cool, but I understand it. We all make mistakes. I don't think that this job is really working out for you, so let's work together and find you something that does. Let's help you move on. In a perfect world, you give them a little notice, even if that means they get reassigned in the practice. Sometimes you can't really have that personality there continuing in the practice, and that does happen, and you need to let them go. But either way, whatever you decide to do, the point is, do it with a little bit more kindness and understanding, even if you have to fake it. It's better than being mean and dramatic about it. Those are the responses that inspire people becoming vindictive towards you. We often advocate the concept of severance. Severance is this idea where you're actually paying someone to not come in as they are finishing their time with you. I'm not saying that this is always the right course of action, but there are times where it does make sense. You say, hey, listen, this isn't working out. I'm going to pay you for the next 2 weeks so that you have time to find another job, but you don't have to come in. Take it easy, and I'm doing this because I'm a super nice person and I care about you. Nobody likes to pay an employee. I'm a business owner too. No one likes to pay an employee who's not working, but it's a lot cheaper course of action than some of the reactions that we've seen employees take. Mostly because it takes an absolute cold-hearted employee to go scorched earth when their boss just let them down with ease, gave them some free money. Oh, and also in our severance agreements, we stick in some non-disparagement language, which just means they can't go talk crap about you in the public domain once they leave. Again, I'm not saying you have to do this with everyone, but it's something to consider. There are times when this is, even though you're paying them, it's the cheapest option for you. One of the other things that seems to happen pretty often, especially at a practice that you may have purchased and it hasn't been that long, is we'll see an employee have a relationship with a decent number of patients. And they'll say, this new guy, he's not very cool. So I am going to go to this practice down the street. And as part of my application, I'm going to promise to the potential employer that I can swing some of the current patients of the practice over to the new practice, thereby making me a more attractive job applicant. Now, sometimes these employees do it in a way that clearly violates local or state law. They're just not very smart about it, and there are legal recourse that we can take. But a lot of times, the way that they do it is much more smart, and it's not obvious, and the only way you can truly stop it is through a long and expensive court battle. And this is probably the one that is most difficult for new practice owners to deal with, because when they go into the practice, they're not really expecting this, and you buy the practice expecting that the seller had all this goodwill and that some of the employees didn't wield as much power with the patients. But that's not always the reality. And in fact, it's really common that some of the employees will hold a lot of sway with some of the patient base. And so the only advice is to really just play it cool. Sometimes it requires a little bit of patience. Now, I'm not saying that you need to just leave a poisonous person inside your practice. Sometimes you do have to make hard decisions and you know, hey, this is going to cost me 50 patients or whatever. And you, at that point, will become more vigilant as to what they're doing in hopes that you catch them doing something illegal. But like I said, most of the times, legal recourse is expensive, it's time consuming, and doesn't really win you those patients back. Again, it comes down to seeing how much kindness can get you. And some of these people, it doesn't matter how kind you are, they're not going to ever be your friends or your fans, but it does buy you time. And that's probably my argument. The longer you have to interact with these patients means the more likely they are to stay with you even when one of your staffers leaves. And then when you do get rid of that staffer, don't be a jerk. Do it as kindly as possible. And if you're going to use a severance agreement, that would be another opportunity to say, hey, on your way out, not only are you going to not talk crap about us, but you are also going to re-agree to abide by any non-solicitation covenants that we place you under. But I guess the theme of today is not just be kind, but remember the business value of being kind. A lot of times we're kind to our patients no matter what happens. And we're able to put on a good face, but we may not be able to put that same face on when it's people that we're working with every day. Those people will leave one day and they will talk about you, and you need to do what you can do to limit that poison that they spread. And hopefully they're leaving positively, like they have nothing but good things to say about their former employer. But even when they do boneheaded things, be careful how you let them go, because this is just, I mean, this is a thing we have to deal with several times a year. Somebody says something, it wasn't very nice, the person retaliates via public reviews, things like that, and we have to deal with it. And it could have been avoided, or at least could have been minimized. I believe probably a lot of times just it never would have happened if you'd been a little cooler. And that's not fair, because we all have emotions. I'm not blaming anybody who does it. I'm just encouraging you to think about it ahead of time so that when and if this happens, you're in a position to just try to remember, okay, I'm not going to lose my cool, even though this person probably deserves a throat punch or whatever. Oh, don't do that, because that definitely has legal consequences. Anyway, my point, be kind, be cool, and it will just be, won't solve all your problems, but it will be easier. That's all we've got for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, if this is at all helpful, please share. Feel free to share with your friends. Also, the reviews on like Apple or whatever podcatcher you use, it does help people find us, and we sincerely appreciate all that. Thank you so much, and we will see you next time.